USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the small business loan program is ready to go.
The key point here is I think the arrangements and the adjustments have been made. Mr. Mnuchin has said we're open for business on this.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. The government reported more than 700,000 people lost their jobs last month. The unemployment rate also ticked up to 4.4%. Those numbers don't include the 10 million Americans that have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 2 weeks. The FBI is coming out with another warning about scams related to the coronavirus outbreak. Americans are advised to be on high alert for anyone pitching unsolicited investment opportunities. Caution is also advised about any entity seeking donations in cash, gift card, or by wire transfer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats and Republicans have different views on another stimulus plan. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has to keep working on another stimulus bill to curb the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. Pelosi saying this morning that $2 trillion stimulus bill that was passed last week simply isn't enough.
We have a good model. It was bipartisan. It was signed by the president, but it's not enough. And again, money in the pockets of America's working families.
The top House Republican, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, is against crafting another economic stimulus package so soon. He told CNBC Congress should focus on implementing the roughly $2 trillion package that the president did sign last Friday.
The FBI is continuing to warn folks about scams related to the coronavirus outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The president says private sector companies are helping to fight the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The president, speaking at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, continuing to use the private sector to help with critically needed supplies to help infected people fight the virus. Here's the president.
Just spoke to Mary Barra of General Motors, and she said they're very soon going to be ready to start production of the ventilators. They have a lot of ventilators that they've committed to build, and they'll be starting very, very quickly. FEMA continues to deliver resources.
On live stream, former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden suggests that the coronavirus checks are being held up by President Trump.
We need to get direct cash relief payments out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. Again, this may sound straightforward, but no American should have to wait a single minute so Donald Trump can put his signature on a physical check. It isn't about him. It's about families that need the cash now. Payments should be electronically made or via prepaid debit card, and they should be going out the door now.
The former vice president was in the White House when former President Obama sent out stimulus checks, which for some it took months to receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.